talking about gun violence out there. This is Black Rebels, and all you young men, women, anybody who likes to run around with guns, shooting your brothers and sisters, fire bunya.
All you hear and see every day is so much killing in the street. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh no. Hey, 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 hey. Our brothers are killing brothers. Sisters killing sisters. Children killing children. No more peace, no more love in the street. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh no. Hey, 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 hey. Now it's time for us to stop this gun violence. Look what is going on in Rwanda.
Yes, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to do a check and see if everything is loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me out there, my brethren?
Yes, I can.
All right, my brother.
Yeah, ma.
So, listeners, let me let you know that this is Black Rebels, and what's the name, my brother? What's your name?
Jano.
Jano. Dr.
Yes.
Jano.
Yes.
So, Dr. Jano?
Yeah, Dr. Jano, yeah, from Black Rebels vocalist, yeah.
So we just heard, what was that cut we just was listening
gun
to?
Violence.
Gun violence.
And, yes, sir.
I had to let the listening audience and the young brothers and sisters out there know that that's a problem that we have.
Yeah, it's big time, big time.
Especially in the inner cities.
Yes.
Now, where is Black Rebels based, my brother?
Right now, Black Rebels is based in Massachusetts. You know, but with members from all over, you know.
Where are the basic members from the band?
West Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, born and raised in Dakar, Senegal.
Senegal.
Yeah, from background family, from the Cape Verde Island, you know.
Ah, so that's Portuguese influence there, huh?
A little bit, you know. Uh-huh. Yes, but it's mostly like African, because we were like pretty deep. And born in this, in Dakar, Senegal, that is totally, raising with a, Cavarian family, but totally different.
Okay, yes. I see. So, can you tell me what the group is doing right now?
Right now, the group has been perform a lot, so just we taking a break right now, and working on the second album that will be released in the summer of '98. You know, it will be in title. It's in Wolof, Jaman Salam, that means like peace and love.
Wolof is the language of Senegal.
Yeah,
one
Dakar,
of the languages.
Dakar,
of
uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like with the, we speak, we sing about in four or five languages.
So the group can sing in four or five different languages?
Yes, yes.
French?
French, English, Wolof. That's from Dakar, Senegal, and then Creole,
uh-huh.
Cape Verde Island, and also a little of Portuguese. People remember, please speak Portuguese too.
So that's almost like a universal thing then.
Yes, ma'am.
You
yes,
get
ma'am.
The messages across to yes. more than one language.
Yes,
that?
Yes, yes.
Very important.
Yes.
Well, I want to give the group much respect, because I had the privilege of seeing the group in 1996 up in Vermont.
Vermont, yes, sir.
And early morning rain, brother. I was very impressed, though.
Yes, yes, sir, yeah. Child work, Selassie. Selassie, I put this thing together.
Yes, sir.
If it's not for him, wouldn't be here.
Yes, sir. Now, it's very interesting. I have a brother in the studio right now that yesterday brought me a magazine, Dub Missive magazine, and it was very ironic that and he didn't know when he left. After he left, I looked in the magazine and I said, "Oh no, this is not real, man. This is Black Rebels." They called me tomorrow, and here you are in the Dub Missive magazine.
Yes, yes, I, yes, I, how work,
Serious
yes,
thing.
Yes.
But one thing I wanted to ask, and in the magazine they mentioned where all of the brothers were from, and they mentioned, I think her name is Kalpana Debbie.
Debbie, yeah, the sister.
Where is she from?
She's from the United States.
Okay.
She was born and raised in thing in New York.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to know, I thought it was a little slight that they didn't mention where she was from. They just said she was a poet and dancer. So.
Yes, no, she's from the
U.S.
Because, you know, we got a few members from United States, and we got the drummer is from Jamaica, you know, Kingston. And it's like, the rest are from, like, you know, Senegal and Cape
Verde.
Right.
Well, you know, that's really good to have somebody from, you know, all around. It's like, I say it goes around and comes around, you know. It's like you got somebody from Yard over on this side and then from the mother country over there. So
yes.
And it blends and meshes, man, you know.
True.
Yeah. I like to see groups that have other members from the diaspora that's not just one country. It's like, you know, because they bring those different experiences in. And which is a basic universal message.
Yes.
But I want to thank the brother for calling. Is there anything you want to say to the listening audience?
Yes, you have to try and, like, you know, say we're trying to come down there, you know. So if we come, we're looking at a date on December 11, probably we'll be there.
Well,
at the haunt.
At the haunt in Ithaca.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I can try to do, man?
Yes.
It's like, what, and I know there might be some listeners out there. If we can coordinate and try to get you to perform possibly at SUNY Binghamton, they have a pub here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I know there's a lot of members in that band, and it's like, how many members in the band?
It's about eight now.
Eight members in the band. Okay. Yeah, we can mash it up down there, man, because I think it's well needed here.
Yeah.
You know, the reggae music with the theme of conservatism that's happening in this country.
True.
Now, the messages that the brothers and sisters like yourself.
Yeah, conscious, you know.
Yeah, we need to hear it in the youth, and especially the college youth, because a lot of times in college they think they, you know, they are more advanced than anybody else, and a lot of times they still should be in the learning mode.
Yeah.
And we love to give them some knowledge about the roots and the history.
School of life, brother. Yes, you know. So yeah, we're trying to come down, and which, you know, we're just asking, you know, if we're around, just look around, come, you know, check us.
All right, my brother.
Out, you know, and there's a lot of things, you know. We'll, you know, we'll be around. Come on. They said for the future, you know, there's a release of the album and also a trip down to Africa, you know, in spring, you know, late spring of '98.
Spring of, you're going back, home in the spring of 98. That sounds good, man. So let me reiterate this again. December looks like the haunt is happening.
Yeah, the 11th, yeah.
December 11th. Okay,
yeah.
Well, we're going to work at trying to get the people from here up there, as well as try to get you to come here also.
Yes, man.
Yeah, my brother. And I'm gonna end this conversation.
All right.
And then we're gonna go out with I like that last cut on the CD, man. Dancing Dove.
I
really like that one.
Yeah.
So I wanna say Jah love,
yes,
Jah bless,
yes,
and Jah guide. And we know that the messages will be maintained by Black Rebels.
Yes, give love to all the brothers and sisters out there, you know. Thanks.
Well, we thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
And get up, stay on the line for a second. I want to say something to you on the line.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes.
Jah bless, Jah guide.
Guidance.
Rub-a-dub-styling.